Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
Escape to summer with Victoria's Secret's just arrived collection of swim and other sun ready silhouettes.
Pack your bags with new styles from the Very Sexy collection, like the made to be seen Very Sexy push up bra in on trend hues like green, citron, and black shine.
Rewind to the future with the VS Archive swim collection, inspired by Victoria's Secret's classic looks from the 90s and early 2000s.
Plus, mix and match with their wide range of bikini tops and bottoms to find your dream suit.
Shop now at your closest Victoria's Secret store or online at victoriassecret.com.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Two Teas in a Pod with Teddy Mellencamp and Tamara Judge.
Went to the desert this weekend.
I love that we're both in the... Hold on. I guess we got to do an entrance. Guys, thanks for joining us. We don't... We know somebody else does the intro now. So we just get too
booked
up to even...
That Ellen K. I know.
Thank you, Ellen K.
Hey, Ellen K. So we went to the desert over the weekend. I just wasn't feeling it. I don't know what's going on. I don't know if my hormones were out of whack. Usually I love going. I hated everybody. Not everybody there, but I just... In that mood where you just hate everybody. You don't want anybody to talk to you and you just want to be like... isolated. I just hung out with Ava most of the time while Ryan and Eddie and there was a huge group of people all went riding. I didn't even ride my dirt bike. And I was like, what's wrong with you? I go, I don't know. Let's just leave me alone right now. I need
you were in no place.
I was no place to hear it, be there. I don't know.
Yeah.
A lot of my friends are telling me the same thing. Have you been feeling that way? Like you're just kind of down. Like I've just been not down, like depressed, but just like no energy, no like physical, emotional, no energy whatsoever.
Well, I can say this, that there are few things that I truly like want to be doing right now. Like I still like to work out,
yeah,
go to like ride horses, do like the five things that I like, but yeah. Anything outside of that, like I just was right when I was waiting for you, I was doing my calendar of all the weekends that we have away booked, and I just like texted it to my husband and I said, I need to really know, are we committing to all of these things?
Well, that's the way I feel right now too. Like sometimes I get overwhelmed just looking at the calendar and all the things that I have to do, and it's like, do I really have to do these? And being away every single weekend, it does not work for me at all.
It doesn't, because yesterday, I'm the same way. I mean, I had a great weekend, loved it, had the horses, so much fun. And then yesterday I had lost my voice. It took 4.5 hours to get home from the desert on Sunday night with a 3-year-old. So imagine how fun that was.
No.
And then yesterday I was like spent. But what I've realized, which is this is how I get myself out of this guilt spiral that we do as moms, is I tell myself like weekends really aren't for parents. It's not like, oh, we get away and we just go and enjoy our weekends. Like when
my
we were kids.
Damn kids are grown.
I know, but for me, I have to, Mondays have to be like my mental health day because Friday, Saturday, Sunday is like them 24/7.
You know, when my kids were little, Monday was always like you said, my weekend day, because it's like you're so busy when you have little kids like that all weekend long, and then Monday comes and you're back. I like to be on schedule. I like to know, like, I get up at this time, I go to the gym at this time, I do this time, I go pick Sophia up, like all that. I don't like it any other way. I like a schedule.
I know.
Anyways, okay. Wham, poor us, crying about nothing.
Poor us, but one of my horses is really dreamy, Tam.
What do you mean dreamy?
Like so nice.
Oh, you just like love him.
I honestly am having a love affair with his name's Aww. Pete. So if you guys hear me talking about Pete, that's who I'm talking about. Aww. Like I
How old is Pete?
He's 7. I haven't felt this kind of connection with a horse since I was a kid. Like I just like the second I got on him at the horse show, I was like, oh my gosh, I'm obsessed with you. And then we won the big $5,000 class. And
oh good.
I'm just like I'm
so
I'm
is
in
this
that.
Something you're gonna be doing every weekend?
Not every weekend, because even though Dove loves going, Cruz and Bella do not. So Slate and Dove both like to go, but Cruz and Bella are like, we're cool. So there's only so much. It depends where the horse shows are. If it's somewhere fun for them.
So you don't have to commit to like so many X amount of horse shows. You just go as you please?
Well, in order to kind of get into nationals, you have to do at least like 12 a year or whatever it is and get a certain amount of points. So it really goes on points. And if we want to go to nationals, we have to get the right amount of points. But that's what just kind of trying to figure out what works best for our family. And this weekend was fun because all of them could come be in Palm Springs. It was cold and rainy here. It was hot and nice there. But it always is like just dependent on the circumstance. But long story short, I was able to avoid the fact that I had no idea I was being pummeled on the World Wide Web when I was awake. So I don't even look at anything.
You and don't look at anything?
When I'm gone? No, like on the weekend. I can't. Oh. If I went on and
I'm like, yes, you do. But I get it. When you're busy on the weekends.
Yeah, I responded to one thing on Twitter. But other than that, I was like, I cannot see all of these people so furious over something that's clearly a joke.
What did you do now, Teddy?
Well, okay, so.
Do you care to share it with us?
Yes, I guess.
Are you going to just piss people off by sharing it?
I mean, it's in our rundown, so I don't have a choice. But Teddy Mellencamp claims Lisa Vanderpump paid Raquel to cheat with Tom Sandoval. Teddy Mellencamp alleges that Lisa was behind the Vanderpump Rules cheating scandal involving Tom Sandoval and Raquel or Rachel or whatever. Guys, I just want to point out the small hypocrisy. LPP made a joke about it being okay to attack Rena and Kyle. I responded that it wasn't that funny to me. But then I made a joke about LVP paying Rachel to create a storyline. And again, I get attacked. I'm not going to stop having fun and voicing my opinion or doing whatever it is. But I clearly don't think that LVP threw on a bonus to Rachel/Raquel. I was making a joke.
Well, have you not learned not to comment on Lisa Vanderpump in a negative way? Because, you know, you just keep doing it and you keep doing it. And then these stories, like, you can't, like, you just,
but that's not who I am. If something comes up and I don't like it or I think it's funny or whatever, I'm not going to be on this podcast to sit there and, you know, pretend that I'm not going to have the real conversations.
Maybe not report on Lisa Vanderpump. Oh, by the way, the next story is about Lisa Vanderpump. Go Wait, ahead.
No, that's yours, Tamara.
No.
Yeah, no, I can't have it. I love when Tamara's so happy to tell me not to report on something when you're looking at it. This one's you because I did the first one.
Okay, these are in the headlines. Lisa Vanderpump's Oh my God. Pump gets its liquor license suspended right before the Pump Rules drama. Not good for business when at Lisa Vanderpump's restaurants Pump was temporarily lost its liquor license. Us Weekly can confirm, according to a recent report from the Alcohol Beverage Control, ABC, which was obtained by Us on Monday, March 13th, the West Hollywood hotspot has had its general, which was obtained by Us on Monday, March 13th. The West Hollywood hotspot had its general eating license and its event permits, which aren't set to expire until next month. Suspended dating back to Wednesday, March 8th, while the documents did not explain why the restaurant is under suspension, an eyewitness exclusively told Us on Monday that the Real Housewives of Beverly Hills alum eatery was not open for business on Saturday, March 11th, noting that there was a sign that read they were closed due to rain issues. So they had, sounds like they had their liquor license pulled. I mean, I know firsthand running a business and all the shit you can get yourself into, but, restaurants, they're pretty tough on them. So if you're serving underage people or your employees are drinking behind the bar, there's a lot of reasons why you can get it suspended.
All I know is I didn't realize that restaurants had letters like ratings until I came to LA. So I don't know if it existed in South Carolina, but I remember the first time, this was not at a Lisa Vanderpump restaurant. So quit trying to switch my words around, everyone.
I don't know what they mean though. I know there's
I remember sitting there at like one of my favorite places and looking up and seeing a C and almost wanting to die. I was like, I don't know what this means. I never got above a C in my life, but all of a sudden eating somewhere with a C.
Do you know? You don't know. I don't know either, right? What the ratings are?
Well, I think a B is like any infraction, like something in the kitchen. There's certain ways you have to clean up. But here's the thing, guys. I as much as Tamara and I joke about it, I do not despise this one. I don't care.
You actually hung out with her last time we went.
But I am going to make jokes. I am going to talk about
stuff. Wait, what restaurant did we go to that we saw her? Was that Pump?
No. Well, we were MTV. No. We were at not Schwartz and Sandy's. What we were at Tom.
Oh, that's where we were. I get them all confused.
I wish everybody the best. And do I think that us talking about and
Let's
I want
get
to also
Lisa
clear
on
something
the pod.
Else. Us talking about Vanderpump Rules on the pod shows how little I am holding resentment towards her, because the more, regardless of how much people hate me or not, the more we talk about it, the more people are piqued interest, because I know how many downloads we got from our podcast talking about it. It's a lot. So
okay, well, now you're just being arrogant.
Well, you know what? I can't help that. The next thing was that I called myself a fan favorite or something. Everyone's flipping out about that.
Oh, I did stumble across an Instagram post where they had gnats running around your head or bugs or something.
Yeah, it was because Garcelle called me a gnat.
Okay. So they were making fun of you.
Guys, it's in jest. I can't help that I won Rookie of the Year and then became the most hated the second. I can't help it. Yeah. Did I even win? I don't even think I won. I may have just been nominated.
I didn't even know there was like a Rookie of the Year and all that.
Sorry about your luck. The internet didn't exist when you started. Oh, I did win. I won Rookie of the Year. So okay. Go kick rocks, mother effers.
There's one thing that we were not invited to.
What?
And that was the damn Oscars.
I was invited to the Elton John party.
You were? Why didn't you go?
Because it was a 4.5 hour drive back from the desert and I had no voice.
Who invited
you? My best friend throws that party. That's why I knew all about one of my besties that I ride with actually throws it.
Okay, so is that the party that Kyle and her sister and Dorit and everybody were at?
They were at Diana's table. Correct.
Okay, so Diana invited that group?
I got invited without ever being at a table before, so I don't know for sure. But
what would one expect at the Elton John party? What happens? What goes down?
Okay, so you go there. There's two different portions. You enter the Elton John party. That's where like the huge red carpet is. The two big parties are the Elton John and the Vanity Fair.
Now, where do these go on? Is
Elton John is at like across the street from the Pacific Design Center. They turn a park into like a huge You would have no idea you're inside
like
of it
with
tent.
Tents. Tents.
Yeah,
okay.
But it's ginormous. Like it takes her weeks to put it on. You go in, you do the red carpet. If you're invited to the viewing, which is a bigger invite, or you got a table for the viewing part, then you go in. You get
when you
there,
say
whatever.
Viewing, does that mean they watch it live from
you
the
watch
tent?
It live, okay. And during commercial breaks, there's like a comedian or you know.
Okay,
whomever.
So I see a picture of Kyle and Lisa Rinna. And Diana, is this at the actual Oscars or is this at
no,
the viewing?
No, this is all at Elton John party.
Oh my gosh. See, I never even knew that. Okay.
Yeah,
so when
so
you see
all
these
pictures are at the Elton John party, but I need you to scroll in. I need to text Rinna and make fun of her a little bit. Please scroll
a
in.
Little
look
bit,
at,
a little
bit. Look at her fingertips. Open it. Look. They are.
I know.
Thimbles.
I saw.
How does one eat?
It's like having bugles on your fingertips. And by the way, bugles don't, I thought that I could just do this, but they don't really have that big of an opening.
I know. It's actually really hard to get a bugle onto your nail.
I have a new look on for my interview Thursday.
If you have anything on your fingertips, should you do the Marisol or the Rinna?
But I would do the Marisol. I personally don't understand Lisa's dress at all, but I know
what
she's
do you mean you don't
high.
Understand a suit outside of an outfit?
I want to see the back because how is it attached? It's like a suit, but it's just not on her arm. It's weird. It's very weird. It's very different.
Well, it's Jean-Paul Gaultier, I think is how you pronounce it. No idea, really.
Yeah.
But she's like done to the nines. And then Dorit's the most casual I've ever seen her in my life. Like she is.
She is in Chanel.
Oh, Dorit, is that Chanel?
That's a Chanel dress. Yeah. Well, she had a big Chanel bow in the back of her hair as well. Very understated for her.
Maybe she tried. This looks like different crayon.
But I feel like she's maybe changing her look a little bit.
Maybe.
Because in this picture, her hair is brown. The makeup's very minimal. She looks very pretty. But, you know, Dorit's always so over the top with her.
Yeah, that's what I'm
dressing.
Saying. Dorit, to me, Dorit looks the best, like, with no makeup on. She looks stunning.
Well,
she is
very
one
beautiful.
Of those people that she wakes up and her.
Whatever. Like, just kidding.
She does. I mean, it's not like me where I had to.
I woke
Ake
up
on the CC cream
I know,
today.
Me too. I woke up and cut 3 inches off my hair.
Yourself?
Yes. I couldn't take it. My extensions I have in are falling out. My hair's a disaster and it's just stringy. So I just took the scissors, parted it down the back and just chop, chop.
Ugh. Well, looks terrible, Crystal was there too, but it doesn't appear that she was at this. I don't know. She's not at this picture.
She's not at that table probably, or maybe it's the other side. Maybe she took the picture, but she looks pretty in that hot pink. That's a good color on her.
And then our girl, Lisa Vanderpump, she was there with Kevin Lee. Kevin Lee's the party planner that always does the fancy cakes. Garcelle went with Brian Allen's.
Now,
Oscar
would Lisa Vanderpump sit at the table? I'm going to say no.
No.
Is she friends with Diana?
I don't imagine she was at the Elton John party. I don't see.
I think Lisa was actually at the Oscars. She's like, take that, bitches. I'm actually at the Oscars.
She's actually, you know what? Those award shows are a little bit of a doozy. Can we talk a little bit if you were offended by the Hugh Grant of it all?
Do you know that I still haven't listened to it? I know you texted it to me, but I haven't listened to it yet.
I
what happened?
Your opinion.
What did he do?
So essentially, it was a little bit. I mean, if it was PK, he'd be like, it was the British humor. But essentially, Ashley Graham asked him questions, but clearly she wasn't like 100% prepped. She's like, what are you most excited to see? As if they were like going to go watch movies or something. And then he answered it kind of rude. And then she said something along the lines of like, who are you wearing? And he's like, a suit. You know, like he was like short. I don't know if he was trying to be funny, but that kind of took over the, you know, she asked about Glass Onion and he was in that movie for 3 seconds. So I think that may have like triggered him and she may have just like cut her losses at that point when she saw he had rage.
Oh, God. But so is the internet making a big deal about this? Like
it's everywhere. Everywhere. Yeah. That being said, I don't know if he's an asshole or not. I still think Hugh Grant's kind of hot.
Hugh Grant's hot, you think?
You don't think he's hot?
Hugh Grant?
Yeah.
No, not so much.
Fine. Who do you think's hot?
Like my men dark.
Well, yeah, that's
like dark
obviously.
Hair, dark skin. That's the type of guy that I am attracted to. Like,
okay. Well, I know, but I don't know. I'm into him a little bit.
You are okay.
The next headline is
Drew's husband denies committing adultery, getting physically aggressive with Real Housewives of Atlanta star. Real Housewives of Atlanta star Drew, estranged husband Ralph, has fired back in court at her claims he cheated on her. Radar Online, if it's on Radar, it must be true, right? has learned. According to court documents obtained by Radar Online, Ralph filed a response to Drew's petition for divorce. Ralph has told the court he did not cheat on Drew. He said he hopes to resolve the divorce in an amicable fashion and work to preserve the
I knew you were going to have an issue with that word, sanctity.
Sanctity, what does that mean? Sanctity, like keep it
keep
good?
It private.
Yeah, as the party's private lives. Yeah. Further, Ralph denied he became physically aggressive with Drew last month. He then filed a counterclaim for the divorce against Drew. He requested joint custody of their two minor children. He said the marriage was irretrievably broken, and no hope for reconciliation. He is original petition. Blah, blah, blah. Okay, so he's just, you know, anybody can say anything in their court papers.
Yeah, you can write whatever
you
want.
You can say whatever. My ex did that to me.
Here's the thing, guys. If you don't want it to end badly, maybe just break up with the person before you go for it, you know, with somebody else. Like this is obviously, it's going to be a messy divorce at this case.
I just wish, honestly, the court system was different and that.
Why can't it be private? Why doesn't it have to
I know.
Be-
It doesn't make any sense to me. Why does this have to be public knowledge? Why do you have to go there, try to, not saying she's doing this, but a lot of people try to tarnish the other person's image, say horrible things, some of it true, maybe not true. Who knows? You can say what you want.
Hold on. You left off a big part, Tam.
What?
Ralph asked the court to kick Drew out of the Georgia mansion they shared. A judge has yet to rule. Okay. You can't say you want to do this amicably.
Amicably.
A big words day for us. Tuesday is a day for big words.
Oh my god!
And then
irretrievable broken.
Yeah, it's irretrievably
broken.
Okay. The next thing is Andy clarifies on Radio Andy.
Clarifies
that Wednesdays. I think I said clarifies.
Clarifies, yeah.
Clarifies. I can't help it. I'm on my best day. Show anything for the pod. Wouldn't want to miss a day. Andy, that Wednesday's Vanderpump Rules episode is not recut. You're going to think it was recut, okay? It was not recut. This was the episode. I watched the episode that was sent to me weeks ago. People are going to think that we did this or moved stuff up. The conversations going on between Katie, Lala, Kent, and Raquel are not to be believed in light of what came out. Okay, so it's not edited.
Okay, it's not edited. Great. I can't wait. No, we're not okay. Our producers are you okay today? No, we are not.
We're unwell. We can't read.
Unwell. I had to take sinus medicine today because do you have sinus issues?
I don't know. I obviously have some sort of issues. I can't talk.
Well, I had that sinus procedure, the balloon procedure, and it helped, but I didn't go up into like behind my eyes to do it. And now like everything's like built up and I have to probably go back. And
why do we have a case of the Mondays on a Tuesday?
Oh, wait, today's not Monday. That's how my week's going. Okay. I like stubbed my toe, ripped my toenail off, hit my elbow twice a day, dropped my daughter's sandwich on the ground when I was making it. I'm like, this is a shit day.
Ew, it better not been a peanut butter and jelly.
No, it was a turkey sandwich.
Okay, that's fine. At least it didn't go.
Anyways. But okay, so back to the Vanderpump Rules. Like, I watched the first four episodes. I don't normally watch that show. Now I'm dying to see. What are we on? Five or six? I can't remember. Five. Okay, so that is Wednesday. Six. Oh, so I'm missing one. Oh, geez. So I got to go back and watch five. And then six is Wednesday, tomorrow?
Yeah.
Can't wait.
Six is tomorrow. We'll keep going. We'll see if there's anything else. Did you see that Lala had a
bus?
A bus driving around with, you know, send it to Daryl.
I was starting to think, like, should we get a Twats bus and just drive it around
let's
ourselves?
Let's just talk about that for a minute. How does that happen? And how does that happen so quickly? Like, she just said that. It just went viral, like, less than a week ago. And now she's got, like, big, giant U-Haul trucks, but they're all lit up with the logo on it. What did it say?
Well, you can get things wrapped.
Give it to, like, what's it say?
It said send it to Daryl.
Send it to Daryl.
Yeah.
Her attorney.
But you can get anything wrapped. Any car you can get wrapped. Like, my husband's, all of his, like, business cars all say, like, Skyline.
But it doesn't look like it was wrapped. It looks like it's digital.
No.
From the pictures. Wrapped. Maybe not. I don't know.
I thought it was
like a light up.
But if it was digital, one would think that's going to be even easier.
That'd be easier, probably.
But who knows?
Wow. Well, we have some fan questions.
Can we take a little break and we'll come back and talk about fan questions? You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming, like, female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Now that we're back, we forgot one other thing before we get into fan questions.
Oh.
Did you see the video that Mary is filming with?
I'm actually looking at it right now. You can see it.
Is our Angie on there?
Yes. So it, yes, it's all the girls. Angie, there's a new girl. There's a new girl there. And then Mary. And it says that right now, the Real Housewives of Salt Lake City, they're filming season 4 in Palm Springs. They get all the good trips. San Diego, Palm Springs. I can drive to both of them in an hour and a half.
Oh, my God. I guess I'm a little bit confused. Mary's coming in as Meredith's friend.
Well, I mean, she knows all of them, I think. It's Heather, Lisa, Meredith, Whitney, Angie K, Mary, and newbie Monica. And
what is it, a rule you have to have an M name? What the heck?
Mary, Monica, and all attendants. Wow, you could have run into them if you would have stayed.
Bummer. Well, we're just going to have to get
into their first cast trip, and Mary Cosby is back. I'm excited. You said you're not sure if you're excited.
A couple things I need to know. Is Meredith going to be in another new house this season? Are we just zipping in for filming? And then I want Mary to actually connect with somebody on the cast. I do think she does really amazing confessionals. She's funny, but like, I want to feel a friendship somewhere.
Right. But I feel like she was friends with some of them before. But I just love her. She's like comic relief.
All right, the first fan question. Yeah,
Tamara Judgy Eyes asked, by the way, thank you for doing all those great videos about me. Tamara Judgy Eyes done videos about me. I love them. Really cute. What were your honest thoughts of each other before meeting? What's the biggest issue you've argued about? Oh, that's a two-parter. Honest thoughts. I will take it back to when I found out Teddy was joining Beverly Hills, and I was, you know, they were focusing on the fitness girl. And I'm like, hell no. Really? They're going to, damn you, Bravo. You're going to bring on another fitness girl? Like, no, I want to be the fitness girl. It was right around the time I think I was doing my fitness competition and all that. So, but then I watched a show, obviously loved her. And then we ran into each other at church. And it was love at first sight.
Love at first sight. Church was passing. Like it was quick. Like I had all my kids with me. You had your daughter. We were all running, and your mom. We were all kind of running in. So I didn't have much of a, we both texted Andy at the same time. Like, look, we're together. Blah.
Yeah. We took a picture and then we kept in touch. And then the baby
shower.
But
the night that I knew like you were going to be so much fun and like one of those like friends that I would want to continue hanging out with was the night of Andy's baby shower.
Oh my gosh, that was fun.
That was the first time we texted back and forth. We exchanged numbers at Andy's,
and then we got fired at the same time. So it was, you know, the forces were pushing us together. That's for sure.
And then our husbands had to sit there through multiple dinners of us like trying to get our lives back together.
What's the biggest issue we've argued about? We're not big arguers amongst each other. Maybe the fact that Teddy likes pissing people off on this podcast. I think that you are addicted to negative press.
I think that Tamara, our biggest issue is that Tamara is so funny and chill and laid back and like so easygoing. But if one thing bugs her, she will harp on it till the freaking end of time.
I will.
I'm like, I know we've covered that 74,000 times. I don't know what else to tell you. I'm sorry.
Are you saying I don't let things go?
You're like, it's like beating a dead horse, but I've already been dead, rolled into the street, moved to a new location.
Oh, and then I'm a icer outer. Like I just don't pick up my phone or don't talk. And Teddy's a talker. Like she always wants to talk things through. And I talk when I want to talk. And she'll be like, text me. Are you mad? Are you mad? She'll call me.
This time I didn't even do it. I let her be. We had a recent
one. But I wasn't mad. She wasn't mad,
but she brought up the same thing again. And
because I'm trying to keep somebody on my side right now for reasons we can't talk about.
But I was like, either way, I was like, I'm not going to force her to talk to me about it. But now we're fine.
I wouldn't have talked about it anyways. But okay, go ahead. Hit the other one.
R. Marie S. 3. Wow.
Why do people use such, why can't they just use their name?
Both go back and change one thing, an argument, something you said or didn't say on any season you were on, what would it be?
Oh God. If I were to any season, I don't know. You got to throw something at me. I can't remember. I barely remember what I had for breakfast this morning.
If I could go back and change one thing, I guess that I probably would have been just more in general. Like I'm pretty
reactionary.
I'm pretty reactionary in real life.
Impulsive. And
I wasn't very reactionary on the show.
You, you were two in your head.
I was two in my head. So that would be the biggest thing. What about?
I don't know. Maybe the bathtub scene. Shouldn't have done that. Maybe shouldn't have thrown wine in someone's face. There's a lot of things I shouldn't have done, but those are all iconic moments.
Fan favorite icon. Fan
favorite icon. Legend.
Legend. Yes, queen.
Yes, yes, yes.
What's the biggest casting mistake that production has made across all franchises?
Well, we've had a lot on our show. A lot. Yeah, we've had a lot of one season wonders. Yeah. So, I mean, taking it all the way back to the Quinn, to Lydia. I mean, they actually brought her back and then got rid of her. The 100th housewife.
Oh, that was a doozy.
That was a doozy. Can I remember her name? Peggy. That was it. There was a lot of casting mistakes and they continue to go on.
I mean, I think they happen. I think that's why they're probably taking their time right now to cast the next housewife on Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
Because you hear whenever any of those girls are saying impressed, they're like, yeah, it's the six of us now, but don't, you know, things could change. So I feel like there's someone in the works and hopefully that someone is juicy. Ben 571289 asks, which housewife, past or present, based on your own experiences / what you've heard from other housewives, has the biggest reputation within the entire franchise for being most likely to throw anybody under the bus to either remain on the show or return to the show?
I don't really think I have an answer for that.
I think that every franchise has like a, you know, a natural born shit stirrer.
Well, I think, yeah, for sure. But
now we're about to be talking about Jersey, who would you say is the Jersey? I would say that Jen and Margaret both would probably throw anybody under the bus.
Well, I think those are strong words, saying throw anybody. That means you'll throw your own friend under the bus. And I don't see that a lot. I see that people will do things on the show to try to keep their job. And if that means throwing your friend under the bus, I guess. I don't know. I don't really know of one.
Aye, Tamara.
I don't really. Do you? Give me a name.
I just gave you two names.
No, well, that's from Jersey. How about your cast?
Somebody that would be willing to throw anybody under the bus? Yeah. I think that if I were to guess from your show, I think it's different. Are we going to say confessional or in person? I think in a confessional, I think Emily gives really good confessionals. And she does. Think she'd be willing to throw shade at anybody.
She's a good shade thrower. I'm a good shade thrower. That's for sure. Yeah. I'm not going to throw my own. I mean, this is a show about throwing shade at everybody. Yeah, so it's kind of like it's a hard one. I think we're all possible.
I think that's why you're hired in general.
Yeah. If you're not willing to do that, then you need to sit on the bench. Get out.
Oh, this is a good question. And you have to answer it. Pop Big culture. Brother, brother.
Wait, which one? Oh, okay.
Pop culture. Do you agree with Jill Zarin that all the New York ladies deserve equal pay for Legacy? I think it should have been based on how many years you were on originally and then gone.
It's really difficult because this is a brand new show and I don't know how it's based. Is it a 6-episode show? Is it, you know, is it going to be the same girls every season? Like, there's a lot that goes into it. Jill has not been on TV for a very long time.
She was just on Girls Trip.
Consistently. Like, she hasn't been on Housewives show. She hasn't been on The Real Housewives of New York for 10 years, maybe. I don't even know. It's been a really long time. So these other girls that have been on longer, like, I can kind of see, like, it depends on.
But we can put it in that regardless about Legacy or it's not like you're coming back to, like, when you came back to OC or any of those things. Girls Trip is a new show. Legacy would be a new show. Girls Trip.
Well, that's the part I struggle with.
Everybody's paid the same, right?
Yes. So I would say if they're starting a brand new show, they should all get paid the same.
I agree too. But I also think some people are going to fight harder if they've been on TV consistently.
But you know what I will say about Jill? I do like that she said in a recent interview, I give her a lot of props for this. Listen, I feel like I should be paid the same. And if I'm not, then I just won't do it. And she didn't sound like she was doing it for a negotiation tactic. She wasn't doing it to try to get Bravo's attention. I think she's just like, she's been off TV except for a girls trip for 10 years. If I don't get paid the same, I'm not coming back. So I respected her for
that. Yeah, I get it. It is what it is.
But then again, I don't know what their pay, what they were offered. Was it something drastically different? Like, I'm going to give you $2,000. I'm going to give you $200. Then I'd be like, peace out.
And there are some shows that I have done that you go in and they tell you everybody's getting paid exactly the same.
Favorite Nations.
These are your options.
When I started the show, we were Favorite Nations. We all got paid the same.
Yeah. And you just go in and then you all get the same.
It's not like that anymore.
It is not like that anymore. Yeah. But there are new shows that, you know, I just got an offer one where I knew everybody was getting paid the same. Yeah. The next one is, Tamara, I've heard you mention more than once about a certain wives who don't treat production well. Can you tell us the ones that don't?
I'm not going to name somebody, but I will say that we have one on our cast right now that does not treat production well.
Is it the one that we would assume by what we watched the season you weren't on?
Yes.
Okay, great. Now moving on.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh, this is the best name ever. Look at this person. Tater Twats.
Tater Twats. I love that.
You've got to ask this one. It's your turn.
Teddy, we know how you feel about going on as a guest on your OG franchise, but would you ever consider being a guest on RHOC as a friend of Tamara's? I'd pay to see you and Vicky in a scene.
No, I wouldn't just show up to like a party or something, but if it was like Tamara's birthday trip or something major, right.
What if you got like a friend role?
I don't know. I wouldn't do a drop-in friend role. It would need to be like a consistent salary. I'm not a drop-in. I've learned what the drop-in feels like and it don't feel good. And I don't ever want to do a drop-in again.
Yeah. You want a contract.
I would be fine with being like a Marisol on potentially.
But honestly, you don't know if Marisol, she films just as much as the other housewives.
Yeah, that's my point. That's different than, you know.
She just doesn't have to show her family life. But we have seen her husband.
Oh, yeah.
A couple times. So,
in and out.
Tamara, does the podcast exist in the reality of RHOC season 17? Wondering if it gets to be at least acknowledged, if not part of your story. It sort of breaks the fourth wall, but doesn't really. Well, at first, I didn't think the podcast was going to be on the show. I did push to possibly film some stuff with Teddy and it never really happened for whatever reason. Are we mentioned? I do think that we will get mentioned because.
Hence why I still get.
Thank you, Teddy. Yes. Yes.
Hence
thank you, Teddy.
Every couple weeks I get the same rant. I'm going to screenshot it and send it back and go, I know.
Yeah. Well, the problem is it was taken out of context too. So there was like, yeah.
Yeah, it's all a shit show.
It is a shit show.
Hawaii Sunset 87 asks, Teddy, when recapping Real Housewives of Orange County, will you be able to call out Tamara if and when things get messy? I think I call out Tamara now. I think she calls me out.
Yeah, and I would expect her to, and I do get messy. I get really messy.
Yeah, I mean, I think the point of this show this podcast that we do is to talk about whatever our feelings are. And there may be times that you guys listen and I see a different side of whatever Tamara's doing that I'm going to agree with her on because I love her and know her personally. That's what you have to also realize that like sometimes you guys may look at something as a bias because of friendship. But yes, when you know a certain side of somebody and you know their heart, you're going to give them the benefit of the doubt more than when somebody's been an asshole to you.
So well, being a resident asshole most of the time, me? I do no, but well, both of us, yeah. But I do look at other shows, and I'm like, you know what? Like with Jennifer Aiden, I feel like she does come off very strong, and they show you know her coming off like that. But I have a soft spot because I'm like, she's probably not like that. I met her at BravoCon; she wasn't anything like that. We joked around about the bathtub scene and all that. She thought, you know, the one she thought I was mad about, which I'm not. Yeah. And I'm like, you just don't know.
Yeah. You know, you don't really know.
No, it's like, idolizing a star forever. Like Eddie idolized Lance Armstrong forever. And then he actually met him.
And then he was
douche lord. He said he was so rude to everybody.
Guess what? He wasn't rude to me when I met him.
You probably dated him.
I did.
You know, a housewife did date him.
Crow, but I'm just kidding, you guys. Don't come at me. I don't think I'm Sheryl Crow.
Okay. Do you know there was a housewife that dated Lance?
Who?
Carrie Duber.
Oh, yeah. I remember that.
She dated. By the way, Carrie wants to come on the pod.
Oh, yeah. She should come on the pod. Okay. She does a lot of, she has her yoga pics. I every Insanity. Single time I see her doing it, I'm like, I can barely Holy touch hell. My toes in my yoga class.
Well, I'm not limber at all.
Teddy, do you wish you had a chance to explain the all-in drama on Housewives? I actually did explain it because that was the year I went in and did the drop-in and I talked about it. I have nothing to hide. There's no like shame going about it. And they never showed it. I think when there isn't anything to hide regarding a drama, then they don't show it. They know like I came told all my entire piece of it and it was like, oh, and all the women were like, makes sense, got it, like right. No one fought me on it. It wasn't something that I was
think
hiding.
Bringing your business onto the show can either backfire in your face or work for you. I know when we had Cut Fitness, there was a lot of talk, like Vicky had said, well, my office is across the street, I don't see anybody over there. Well, okay, then it gets like negative shit in the press about it, and that's not good for your business.
Yeah,
you know, we survived 10 years. I think we did something right, but it's difficult. And like Vina CBD, like I didn't have it. I filmed a lot my last season, but they didn't show any of it, and we're doing amazing. So just one
you
of
never
things.
Really know when it
sometimes it's just the platform that helps you, not necessarily being
the
on
shows
the show.
Aren't made to like promote our businesses.
No.
All we can really do is share our lives, and then what the parts that they want to show, they're going to show, and the parts they don't.
Yeah. The Kodo Cuff Queen asks, does Tamara feel that the show has become more or less authentic over time? Does she feel there's marked difference between the early seasons versus now? I'm not going to say less authentic now. I think that the times have changed and reality TV has changed in a whole. When we started the show, like I came in third season, it was just about documenting your life. It was about going to lunch and seeing your kids. And there wasn't a whole lot of drama, I think, until I came in.
And then, also the looks and everything have changed too.
Everything has changed. Everything is elevated. And just like anything, once you start out, you know, just look at everybody, even girls that start their first season now and you see them 3 years later, you're like, oh my God, they've changed their clothes. They changed, you know, their hair, they changed everything. So I just think it's different. I think the times are different. The show's been on for 17 years now.
Oh my God.
So things change. Things change.
And I think what people are watching are changing and constantly.
And what people, what people want is change. Like people want that drama. Reality TV, and if it's
they
not
say
there,
they don't want
the
drama, but if they don't have it, they're furious and blah blah blah.
I know, it's like, okay, you know, you can fight with these people all day long. It's like, well, that's not really how you act in Orange County or whatever. Okay, well, there's a lot of things you don't see. You don't see me folding clothes. You don't see me, you know, cleaning toilets. You don't see me doing those things. And if you did, you wouldn't tune in.
Well, speaking of tuning in, we did tune in to The Real Housewives of New Jersey. And you know what?
Yeah, I feel like
some of these women could truthfully be on Real Housewives of Orange County, but not because of the way they act, but because they're actually orange. Why is everybody orange?
And Jersey?
Yes.
They're very into their spray tan. Very, very, very tan.
At this point, it's taking it to the next level. But let's take a little break. We'll come back, talk about Jersey. There's a lot of therapy this episode.
Yeah. A lot of therapy.
You like to watch the new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7.
Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
Don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. Season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan.
And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise.
The sizzling new reality show set on the Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long.
So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877-351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.
Do you want $0 delivery fees? Try Dash Pass by DoorDash. You won't regret it.
Whether it's food from your favorite restaurants, groceries from across town, or anything in between, Dash Pass is the most affordable way to get everything you need delivered right to your door. Get more from delivery for less with Dash Pass, $0 delivery fees, and reduced service fees on eligible DoorDash orders.
Sign up for Dash Pass today and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change. Terms apply. Okay, so we are back to talk about Real Housewives of New Jersey.
My first
question is, why does it look like Teresa is having therapy in a waiting room?
I'll say the same about Bill and Jennifer with that
therapist. Was like in a hoarder's paradise.
That was very strange. But I will say, I did relate to Dolores this very first, in the very opening, when Polly tells her she waddles when she walks. Now, when I was in high school, there was a song that was made, Tammy Waddle Waddles When She Walks, because my last name is Waddle. So I'm like, hey, that sounds familiar. Yes.
Well, yeah. You know, Rachel sent me a message.
About what?
Rachel, hold, from Jersey. Let's see.
Guess who I'm seeing tonight?
Are you seeing Jen Fessler?
I am. I'm going to go see Jen Fessler. Taylor Armstrong ran into her two nights ago. So she's going to go as well. And then Emily Simpson's going to come by a little bit later. We're just going to go have a drink at her hotel.
Well, I'm going to need all the details. And I want to know if she's traumatic.
Well, you were supposed to go.
I know, but I'm like on my deathbed here. I'm like sipping lemon water, trying to get my life together. But in the meantime, Rachel Fuda sent me a message. Teddy, I just listened to your podcast with Melissa and I was dying laughing when you were talking about my walk. It was the first thing I said to my husband when I watched the episode, LOL. And I said, I think people are just jealous of how graceful we are. We're dainty little flowers.
I know. Well, Raquel, I'm the one that was talking about the walk. I pointed that out. Just needed some brownie points there.
Okay. And then she wrote, I agree. So delicate and feminine. But either way, that we've confirmed she's coming on the pod now. So all you have to do to really connect with one another is have a terrible walk. And Rachel, I need to know who makes those jeans. Are they Frankie B?
Frankie B.
So why are they below your hip bones?
Maybe she's long, has a long torso, unlike us.
I know. We don't
know. We have short torsos. I want a torso extension.
Do they do those?
No.
Okay. I need a bugle to get myself through this. Okay, the next thing.
They're so
Jen
good.
Aiden donating clothes and garbage bags. I was like, she's just like us. I do the same thing.
Oh, I do too. I have a ton of them in my spare bedroom. It's filled with
Get rid with of bags. It before it looks like Jen Aiden's therapist.
Teresa goes to therapy where she's learning to work on her delivery and how to approach things differently. Teresa talks about how she didn't grow up with her cousins and didn't want that to happen to her kids. She also says her brother's temper scares her and triggers her since her dad had a temper. She did give Louis credit for helping her with her outburst. The therapist said that Louis is very calming for her, but I'm all for self-improvement, just not with my housewives. I don't want my housewives to improve themselves. I love Teresa the way she is. I like Teresa flipping tables and throwing drinks. I'm sorry. She's entertaining. Please, Teresa, don't stop flipping tables.
She's not going to, but all we're going to see is this continuation of this. Remember when she was all about the namaste?
Yeah.
Everybody goes through different seasons. So this season is all about controlling the temper. And then we're going to see, my guess is we're going to continue to see her brother's temper so that we're going to see the parallel. But that being said, I think they're both hot-headed.
Well, me and my brother are hot-headed. Me and my brother are both hot-headed and grew up hot-headed. I mean, we used to live together. My parents had a rental house and we were in our 20s maybe. He's 3 years younger than me. And he got mad at me one day and he had a big, giant Slurpee, red cherry, and got mad at me and chucked it. Missed me, but splattered the wall, went all over the carpet, and that stuff stains. So I'm used to that.
No.
Growing up, that's how I was.
No, me and my sister will be passive aggressive until the day we die. I just recently told her that she hurt my feelings over Thanksgiving.
Oh my goodness. Well, Thanksgiving. I mean, I hurt my brother's wife's feelings over Thanksgiving.
Well, my sister, I was trying to help her and she was sick and she wanted to go home from my grandpa's, but she was not wanting to make my brother leave yet. And so I said, why don't you just take Hud's car? And then she snapped at me, but she snapped at me in front of everybody, like our entire family. And this is how bad it was. Like, she didn't even know she snapped at me.
How? Show me how she snapped at you. What did she say?
She said, you don't need to try to help me right now. I've got this. And I was like.
And did you say anything back?
No.
Nothing?
No. I looked
nothing
at
like it doesn't look like you got it. Figure it out.
No. I looked at my Justice. Husband and I said.
Don't tell me you started crying.
No, I looked at him and I go, what do I do? Do I cry or do I yell back? And he goes, just silence. And I was like,
oh, hell no.
So then later that night, she was like, Teddy, like once we were all home and her kids were to sleep and she was like, should we have a glass of wine? And I was like, I'm tired.
Okay. So keeping all that in, the one thing I will say for me, like if I'm mad, it'll definitely let it out. But when you keep it all in like that,
but then I told her, I said, breeds cancer. Just so you know, you still hurt my feelings when we were at Thanksgiving. She's like, she had no idea it happened. I'm like,
oh my God.
I've been holding on to it. And she was like, I'm so sad that you said that. Can we make a new plan? I was like, I'm not making any plans. I love you. But
oh, geez. You got to let things out because then they breed and they make you upset to your stomach and all that stuff. Diseases, fine. Everything festers inside.
Well, next, speaking of things that are festering inside, I need to know if Dolores' dad chooses the size of Coke that he brings to all events or this is just something
I didn't notice.
Are you kidding me? He walked in with a 2 liter of Coke.
Really? I didn't even notice.
Oh my God.
I'll have to go back.
It reminds me of my family, like bringing the 2 liters of like,
we are no soda family.
Oh, see, our Indiana beverage of choice though is called Big Red. So everybody brings their Big Red.
Oh, that sounds horrible. It sounds like loaded in sugar.
It sounds like chemicals. It tastes like chemicals, but it's so good.
Just had this conversation with Ava this morning. She's like, do you have any iced tea? And I'm like, no, I don't. I go, you drink iced tea? She goes, only water iced tea. No soda allowed. And I said, oh, good. Something rubbed off on Ryan.
Okay, then this the next part I need to talk about is when Jennifer tells Bill that Margaret called her a disheveled drug addict, and she calls Margaret an albino with a wig.
That's going to go over well on the blogs.
Really well. Jennifer says all she does is smoke marijuana at night when her kids are asleep. My question is, who smokes marijuana these days anymore when there's Vena CBD?
Right. Well, I know. And we have THC, obviously, but I'm not a smoker. I know it's different and affects you differently, but
how does it affect? Because I need to understand.
I don't smoke just because I don't want to put like that into my lungs. But, you know, like we have gummies that get you excited. We have gummies that put you to sleep with THC in it. We have gummies that will just mellow you out. Pretty soon we're going to have seltzers that instead of drinking alcohol, you can drink, you know, two or three seltzers at an event or social event or whatever. I don't know. I mean, people do smoke it, but
Jennifer, I can tell you guys,
the
last time I actually smoked pot, and I've read about this on the blogs about me in high school, the way that I was.
I've been a pot smoker.
There was this one guy's house. He was the cool guy growing up. And he, on Friday nights, would have a list of people that could attend his parties. And I remember being in the 10th grade and being so excited that my name was on the list this time. And I you would have to walk up and actually
see. Did you have to pay?
No. Well, no, $2 for Boone's Farm. You'd probably have to give it to Shep. And then Shep would go get your Boone's Farm because he looked the oldest. So we would go in, and I remember, I think his name was Dave. It's so frightening that I just remembered it. But it was my one and only actual smoking pot time was out of a water bong. And
that was very big. What is it, like late 80s, 90s?
Yeah. And I just remembered being like so proud that I got into the party. There's a big water bong. Everyone's surrounding it. We're all listening to music, pretending like we like Widespread Panic and Fish and all this kind of shit, wearing our Birkenstocks. I do the water bong. I throw up everywhere within 10 seconds. Guess whose name wasn't on the list the next Friday?
Yours. I had a cousin that lived with us when I was in high school, and he was a huge pothead. We found out he was growing pot in the closet and in his bedroom. And one day he got me stoned in high school, and we went to Stater Brothers to pick up some stuff. And I had Stater Brothers.
Target?
Yep. Stater Brothers. It's like a grocery store. Alpha Beta. Remember Alpha Beta? No, you probably don't. Anyways, I had a huge thing of like spaghetti sauce, dropped it in the aisle, laughing, doubled over laughing. I'm like, this is not for me. But let's get back to Jennifer and Bill. Now she called albino with a wig, but she also called Dolores a mute. So I'm going to believe these are not going to go over well. People are going to get pissed off about this. She's going to hear about that. And Jennifer, there's nothing wrong with a little THC.
I'm fine with that.
But then Jennifer tells Bill not to be nice to Margaret. And it's like, they're both like, people are like, who do you blame? I'm like, they're both going at each other like crazy. They're really kind of both to blame. And they're both throwing like, not even rocks at each other. They're throwing boulders at each other with the things they're saying.
Well, then we continue on to where Melissa says Louis is charming but manipulative, which is kind of what she said when she was on here, that it's obvious that Louis told Teresa to make good with Margaret so she'll stop talking poorly about them. Melissa knows Teresa can't stand Margaret, Melissa and Joe, and she is not rolling with the fake parade. That's not going to go over well either.
No, and I feel like Melissa's being more vocal this season than she ever has been.
Because I feel like she feels like it's done, even though she's continuing. And I believe her when she says she doesn't want it to be done for the sake of all of their kids. But right. I think at some point in every relationship, you just get to the point where you're like, it's just done.
Right. I will applaud Rachel.
We're on Housewives, not Vanderpump Rules.
What? Rachel. Her name's Rachel, right? Yes. There's too many things going on right now in the press with Rachel's, Raquel's. Telling Melissa that Teresa is warning her about Margaret. That was a great newbie move. Getting in the mix, stirring that pot, throwing that shit, getting people pissed off. So I have to applaud her for that. The newbie is fitting in very well, all of them.
The newbies are doing well. I do feel like there should be a warning, like where they say, like, we interrupt the usual Housewives programming for a charity softball game where everybody will get along and enjoy one another.
Okay,
we'll be back to the drama in 27 minutes.
I'm literally all for a charity event But every time I watch it, I feel like I just watched this last season.
Right now.
Every season. Well, you know, and the one thing Dolores was talking about Polly, that he wasn't there because his heart is short circuiting and he's going in for procedure, which only made me believe that he has AFib, just like Eddie did, because that's kind of what happens, your heart, and they go in and ablate it. So I hope he's okay.
I do really like the relationship. I thought this episode was a little bit of a filler, but my biggest takeaway, truthfully, and we can all talk about our marriages here, and I can say this. This is kind of the rule that I've said to Edwin. Monday through Friday, I'm not going to give you hell about your timing. Like, if you're a little bit late, if you have this, if you have that, but like the weekends are me and the kids. So when Jen Aiden says that Bill goes to the pool house for 3 hours every day after work, I am curious on that. What is he doing? Well, is he working?
It sounds like he's checked out, is what it sounds like.
Cause like I personally, but I'm different than everybody. There are some people that are totally fine with like their husband going and doing like golf every Saturday morning and racquetball on Sundays and blah, blah, blah. I'm like, no, we make group decisions for the weekends because during the week I give you more time for you because you work so much.
Mm-hmm. No, but I know.
For 3 hours every night. That's every a long night? Time.
Cause he probably doesn't even get home till probably after five.
And if he is home, why is he not coming out to eat?
Maybe she exaggerated and said he was out there every single night, because that would be a big fat no to me. I would have a problem with that.
That's what I'm saying. Like, I don't require Edwin to be home for family dinner every single night because we eat at five. But if he was home and refused to come out and eat with us.
I would have
rage. If you're not home, you're still at work, you do you. We'll eat without you. Yeah. Your food's in the microwave. Sorry, Kim. Yeah. The stove. But you're just out in the pool house. What the hell are you doing?
Okay, how about when Scary Therapist says, what brings you here? And Bill smirks like, and then that smirk went away real fast when Jennifer blurts out, he cheated on me for 10 years.
She didn't say for 10 years. She said 10 years ago.
Oh, 10 years ago. Yeah, sorry. Yeah, that's what I meant. Bill's very quiet. Bill needs more from you. Well, no shit.
Bill.
Bill's not willing to give it.
Bill, if you're into Jen at all, just blink once. That's all we need.
Oh, man. I mean, I give him credit for really putting their relationship out there. And I'm actually really shocked that Bill's willing to do this on camera.
I think that Bill's just happy that Jen is getting like to do
a paycheck.
Yeah. I think he's like, yeah, whatever. I'll show up. I don't care. She's going to stick with me regardless. So here we go. I don't think there's like a divorce in the cards between the two of them. I think we're watching a dysfunctional situation sometimes. But I have
a question, a very serious question for you. Mm-hmm. Margaret gets surgery on her wrists. Yeah. And she says that her husband still wipes her ass for her. And I'm telling you right now, I would rather use my foot to wipe my own ass than ask my husband to do that. And by the way, she has another hand.
I was going to say, I'm not the smartest tool in the shed, but I can wipe my ass with either hand. I'm fluid like that.
You're fluid.
I need to just pretend that she didn't say that. But this.
Do you think she was saying that, or she's? I mean, she really meant it, or she's being funny? Because then she followed it up with, "He's a plumber. It's his job." Now tonight, when I see Jennifer, is there anything you would like me to ask her?
I want to ask her. Okay, here's the thing. I think she's really funny. I think she's smart. I think she's good at diffusing a situation. But I do think theatrics are a little much in her delivery. So I just want to know if
she's really like that, or is she just
her mannerisms, like if she was going to take a bugle. I'm going to give an example of Jen Fessa. Like if I was going to have a bugle myself, I'd just be like this.
You can't even eat these quiet.
These are really hard to eat quiet, by the way. Hard thing for an example.
God, they're good.
By the way, I just, not to like dog out bugles, but like whose chip is bugle is their favorite? That's an aggressive chip to take down.
I don't know. They're pretty good. I like
it. They're delicious,
salty.
But I really had to chew aggressively.
Now, I will say that I thought this was a really good episode for Jen Fessler because she called out Margaret. Margaret's her friend. And that's
a
good housewife that you know, she's like, you shouldn't act like that. I've never seen you act like that. It's not a good look for you, you know. And I want to believe that Margaret was just like, too bad.
Margaret,
that's how
like,
I feel. Too
Margaret
bad.
Was like, well, we'll see next season what you do, Jen Fessler.
Right.
Yeah. Nicely said, but don't really care.
Yeah.
My paycheck's bigger than yours.
Do you think that we might have talked about this before, but do you think Frank gets paid?
I think the husbands on Jersey get paid.
Really?
Oh, by the way,
we should have asked that.
Brittany spoke this episode.
I got you another one.
Why do you have to eat another one now?
I'm sucking the salt off of it.
No, it's so good. Brittany spoke and it made me like her. Brittany back. Brittany, just
back.
So you know, because I
back?
Feel like you're confused. I want Brittany, Frank's girlfriend, to actually really be able to communicate on the show. Because when she started talking about the Dolores stuff, I liked what she had to say.
Well, funny thing is, when I first saw her in the background.
You thought she was.
Danielle.
I know.
I thought she was Danielle.
I know. But guys, we want to hear more Brittany. I like, I'm into the Dolores storyline this year. She's not causing
too.
All the drama in the world, but I'm happy to hear
how
it.
How about when Polly told her, I guess she fell in the shower and he said something like, your ass saved you. You fell and bounced back up.
Yeah.
Okay,
so who would you rather have sex with, Polly or Frank?
Oh, geez. Really? Why do you ask me these questions?
This is how we're closing out the show today.
Well, I mean, I'm going to have a fantasy at both at the same time. I don't know.
No, you have to pick one.
A Frank.
I know, me too.
Yeah.
What's wrong with us?
I just like
now
Frank's personality.
Now I worry about who we are as humans. Cheers on the Bugles. Bye, Tam.
Staying consistent is hard. But it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives, or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Symbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order.
You like to watch new stuff, right? Well, go to Hulu and see what's new because Hulu has new stuff all the time.
Like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump where first-class luxury meets world-class drama.
A new season of The Kardashians starring, well, The Kardashians, of course.
And Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean.
It's all new and it's streaming now on Hulu.
Hi, everyone. This is Rachel Zoe with the Climbing in Heels podcast. We recently sat down with a few recipients of the Botox Cosmetic, Onobotulinum Toxin A, and iFund Women grants at South by Southwest, thanks to Botox Cosmetic. Take a listen to our conversation. It's so good.
What advice would you give to upcoming like female entrepreneurs or just already sort of established trying to survive still?
I literally joke with my staff and we always are saying, oh, you want to be an entrepreneur? You want to be broke all the time and working 24/7? Ooh.
Yeah, but
so,
look at you.
Yeah, right? But I'm here. So the advice that I give is, and I coined this, and I believe I said it on my TED Talk, that your passion follows you. You cannot follow your passion. So my advice is to let your passion follow you, get out of your own way, and never stop and never settle.
This episode was brought to you by Botox Cosmetic. Learn more at BotoxCosmetic.com and talk to your specialist to see if Botox Cosmetic is right for you. For full prescribing information, including boxed warning, call 877- 351-0300 and follow the Climbing in Heels podcast on iHeartRadio or subscribe where you listen to your podcast.